On this episode of Still Loading, they're Legends of Something. Hey guys, it's Josh, and welcome to this new episode of Still Loading. For this week's episode, it's going to be one of those ones where I couldn't get a guest for, and not surprisingly, it's because this week's episode is on the game Legends of the Diamond, the baseball championship game for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Honestly, there wasn't much to do with this game, not much to talk about. It really was kind of underwhelming. I wasn't really quite sure what to expect with a baseball game, but let's go into, you know, start as we usually do, and let's talk about the box art. So, just as has a baseball diamond on the front with the logo, and it says Legends of the Diamond, the baseball championship game. And what's kind of cool is it's got some old-timey baseball players on the front of the box, and I actually kind of like the design of this, even though the game itself was kind of boring. The design on the box is pretty fun, and so you have a picture of these, you know, old baseball players, and what they do is they have laid over top of these just names of famous baseball players: Honus Wagner, Lou Gehrig. Those are the only ones that stuck out to me because I'm not a baseball fan. Hank Aaron's on there. I've heard of him. I'm sure there's a bunch of others that if I read that any baseball fan would be like, how do you not know about him? So I'd rather not read them and embarrass myself, but all those I have heard. So, so it's just a bunch of baseball players. It doesn't really have any specific team on there, which is fine. And then you look on the back and says, all right, let's see what the back of the box says. It's a gold box, which is kind of cool looking. Not like Legend of Zelda gold, but it's gold-ish. I don't know how else to really describe it, but it's gold-ish. But the back of the box says, for decades, baseball has been the national pastime of the U.S. with a history both rich and exciting. And for every youngster who ever looked to their sports heroes for inspiration, there have been countless legends of the diamond that rose to the task and made baseball the great game it was and still is today. Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Hank Aaron, and Dizzy Dean are but a few of the superstars that grace this wonderful sport. Now these baseball legends come to life in the Legends of the Diamond. You are the manager. You select which legendary greats will play on your team, and then you call the shots. Bring in a relief pitcher or a pinch hitter. Call for a double steal. Slide into home. Hit home runs. Dive for a spectacular catch. You control every play. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and let's play ball. So that is that's the back of the box. I will say this: you don't get any of that without. Now, like I've said before, I go into the game without reading this beforehand. So I always kind of come to these realizations of, oh, it would have been 10 times easier if I would have just done it that way instead of, you know, not going in blind. So inside, though, let's see what the manual says, because the manual might, well, let me talk about the gameplay first, so, and then I'll read the manual, see if it tells me how bad I failed. So when I played the game, it was honestly really boring. The way it would work is that, you know, you would take, you know, like a normal baseball game, you take turns on offense and defense, you know, batting or playing pitching slash outfield. So if you're pitching slash, you know, the defense team on defense, essentially, you know, you can control the pitch. Now, the pitching was weird. The way I figured out, I tried every button and only thing that would throw the ball would be A. You could move your pitcher from different sides of the mound, which is a 2D game, so it's literally just left side or right side. There was no like 3D space. And so I really wasn't quite sure what else I could do. And so I just kind of moved, you know, the pitcher around and see what it was and tried out different throws. Now, what it says in the game, let's see what it says in the manual here about pitching specifically. You can select a team, field selection, two-player game mode, playing the game, batting, pinch hitting, base running, fielding, and throwing. Is there any? Okay, so pitching. When your team is on the field, you control the pitcher. You can move the pitcher on the rubber on the rubber by pressing the control pad right or left before you begin to pitch. Then press the control pad up to choose... Oh, that's how you're supposed to do it. I tried hitting a bunch of buttons and I didn't see anything change. But so you apparently can hit the control pad up to change if you want it slow. Let's see what it says. Slow pitch, or to choose a slow pitch, or down to choose a fastball. At the same time, press the... Oh, so... At the same time, press the A button to begin the windup and throw the ball. To control the path of the ball, press the control pad left or right while the ball is in the air. Now that's cheating, I guess. I don't know. I feel like you should prep the throw beforehand. That's interesting. Okay. So this will determine whether the pitch is a curve or a screwball. Each pitcher has different abilities to throw various pitches. A pitcher's overall ability can be determined by his ER. However, different pitchers' endurances will vary. When a pitcher's stamina limit is reached, he will begin to lose speed on his pitches and will be unable to throw effective curveballs. You know what? I'm just bad at this game. You know, reading this manual, the manual's even kind of nice looking, too. I mean, it's got this really nice, like, kind of... Maybe rose gold is the right way to describe it, but it's shiny. There's a sheen to it, which I'm honestly surprised by. All right, so that was a lot more complicated than I thought it was. Maybe I should have read this manual. yeah, so then I would throw the pitch, you know, the guy, and because I was crappy at pitching, he would bat it, shoot off into the air, into the distance, and I would try to figure out the best way possible to catch it. And I didn't really know how to control, like, I knew how to control the players, you just, you know, use the D-pad and you have them run around, but it never really gave me options of which player to take control of, and since the camera would follow the ball, it was very hard to, like, if it was, like, a full screen, I could be like, okay, that outfielder is closest to it, then I can choose him, but it wouldn't really let me do that, so let me see... let's see if it tells me anything in the manual. Fielding and throwing. When a ball is hit by the rival team, four of your fielders will automatically cover the bases. It's important to see the difference between these four fielders and the fielders that you can control with the control pad. To catch the ball, use the control pad to direct the nearest movable fielder to the ball. You can make a diving catch by pressing the control pad in the direction of the ball at the same time and as you hit the A button, okay? A jumping catch can be made by pressing the A button when the ball is over the fielder's head. Alright, so that's all well and good. Problem is that you can't see where the fielders are at. So if the ball's going directly down the middle of two fielders, one of them's going to have to run right and the other one's going to have to run left. You don't know which one that is because you don't know which one is closest. You can't see which one you're controlling. So your best bet is to guess. That's what's aggravating. So that's kind of not great game design. I'm just saying. All right. So let's keep on going. The batting. Let's talk about the batting then. That was pretty much all I did with the defensive part of it. So let's talk about the offensive part. Let's talk about batting. So let's see. Now for me, I just swung like. You know, I have no strategy with it. It's just like, let's swing every time. Let's see if there's anything like, anything that's special that the manual says about batting. Player 1 bats first with player 2 in the field, blah, 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 okay? When your team is at bat, you control the batter and any base runners. To move your batter around the batter's box, use the control pad. To hit the ball, press and hold the A button as the pitch reaches the plate. To bunt, tap the A button quickly several times to move the bat into the desired bunting position. That seems really complicated, but it's cool that you can bunt. I'm not going to lie, for an NES game, this has a surprising amount of depth to what you can do with the players on the field. Now, as for its big selling point of saying you can control these players, there are no names above any of these guys, so there's literally no difference. It didn't have to be Legends of the Diamond. It could have been the Legends of, like, your basement, and it would have made no difference at all. There's no names on any of them. You have no context for it. So that was all I really played of it, and I could read more of the manual, but in all honesty, that would be kind of boring for all you guys. So overall, the rating I'd give it, which is better than boof, but not quite as good as yeah. So, that's what I'm going to go with here. Music was okay, kind of forgettable. I mean, it's a baseball game. You don't really, I mean, I haven't played any baseball games, I should say, that have, like, mind-blowing music. But overall, the game was just kind of, eh, not quite as bad as Dirty Harry, just, you know, a forgettable baseball game. I mean, maybe any of you out there, maybe you've played this and before, and it's like one of your favorite games of all time, but I'm not a baseball fan, so this type of game wasn't really meant to appeal to me. And I know it's kind of weird. Why would you review a game that you wouldn't really be appealing to you? Well, that's the whole purpose of this 40 for 40 series. I have a wall of these games, and I need to actually at least try them, even if I suck at them and never play them again. At least I can say that I popped it in, I gave it a shot, and here I am/here we are. So, in any case, thank you all for listening. Thank you all for tuning into this week's episode of Still Loading. I know it's a shorter one, but don't worry. I actually have a bonus episode next week that I recorded with a friend, and I'm really excited to release it. I just gotta still edit that thing. So, that will be out next week. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to the show on iTunes. By rating and reviewing it, it gets the name out there more, and it helps raise awareness, and it's not a cause, but helps get the name out more so more people can find it. And you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram @StillLoadingPod on all of them. And that pretty much sums up my little spiel for the end of this episode. So once again, thank you all for listening, and I will see you all next time.